Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Rumours that the good weather spell is due to end over the coming days, but the Home Squad are with me this afternoon to help you keep your house, well, hot and cold. Jenny Sheehan, Workers College on Instagram and co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and Jenny Butler, interior architect and designer of director of Jennifer Ann Interiors. You're both very welcome to the programme. Why should we put the plants outside, Jenny? What's that going to do for the heat?
It cools your house down very nicely. How? Well, anything that you can do to block heat getting into the house in the first place, and windows, like we've just gone on such a rampage, haven't we, in Ireland, of just installing big, massive windows, myself included.
Yeah.
In my west-facing back garden, like my house is sweltering. And it's not a problem for, you know, 360 days of the year normally. But anything you can do to cover the windows. So you've got, obviously, you can put curtains in and whatever you want. But maybe you don't want curtains. Maybe you don't want blinds. So lovely plants and foliage outside that window will work to kind of keep the heat out. It'll help.
What else, Jenny?
Every little helps.
I think awnings. I'm really into awnings at the moment. Like canopies, awnings. And you know what? For those other 360 days of the year, it's really nice because it means you can actually sit outside if it's raining and pouring, you're covered in. You know, you can have the outdoor barbecues and you've got the bit of shelter in there as well for dining spaces. And then you can also have your outdoor heaters in the evening and that's all covered in as well. So it helps, I think, really with the heat, but it is an extension almost of your living room for those other 360 days of the
year. For a small garden, they're probably a good idea, are they?
Yeah, small
now
and
I'm interested.
Gardens.
You've got my attention.
Yeah, no, I think they're a really, really good shout. I put them in quite large properties or we'd have some like outdoor kind of kitchen spaces and it's all kind of confined to this kind of more like a permanent structure, like a canopy. But for other houses that are smaller, you might want something maybe that's retractable. So there's a good kind of a couple of options there to work with for sure. And they're of all different, various different price points. So you can look them up online. There's loads of options.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, are we talking big money for these?
I was looking into it because I say, I'm so with you, Jenny, and I'm getting one this year. Like I said it every year, but you're so right because it will turn my tiny little garden into another dining space, you know, all year round. So I was looking into it. You can get, you know, there's bells and whistles with motorized, you know, retracting, and there's lights and there's heaters included and everything. And they're a few grand, but just the hand retractable one where you can roll it out yourself, you know, it's in a small area, it's not too bad. You're looking at a couple of grand. It's not crazy.
And you could just, you have to get them installed, I assume.
You don't have to get it installed. Yeah.
So loads of different companies across the country
doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even if that wasn't in your budget, I mean, you could do a dining area that has, you know, a big kind of parasol umbrella in the middle as well. So there's a few kind of different options you can look at. But the canopies, I think, are really, really helping just to dilute that amount of sun that's coming into your living or kitchen space.
So the awning and plants outside, what else is going to help us?
Well, I rented an air conditioning unit this
week.
Did you? Now, I kind of regret... If I was going back and doing my house all over again, I would look at an air-to-air heat pump.
Air-to-air.
Because a lot of them have a reverse switch in them. So what they do is, you know, to heat your house, they suck the heat in from the outside and they pump it into your house. But that can be reversed where it can suck the heat out of your house and pump it outside. And it's very, very effective. So I would go back and do that again if I had all my time and all my money. But I don't. So I rented an air conditioning unit from Hire Here. They're in Dublin 8. They're fab. It's 50 quid for the week and you plug it in. What I do is I plug it in and run it for a couple of hours before bed. And you have to have, you know, there's a hose that needs to go outside the window and be ducted outside. You can just, you know, crack your window and out it goes.
I'd be interested in your electricity bill now in 6 weeks' time.
And it's not amazing for the environment. So I do feel, you know, there's better ways to keep the house cool. But just for the couple of nights, like I needed sleep so badly.
But you got a good night's sleep. That's all that matters, Jenny.
I didn't keep it running all night. I just ran it for a couple of hours.
What else? What other tips, Jenny, have you got for listeners today?
Well, actually, one thing that's really kind of come across my desk lately is that, you know, the way for most new builds now, we're all putting in the underfloor heating. But a lot of new builds that are maybe doing an extension at the back will now have like a pantry kind of unit. So making sure that you don't run your underfloor heating into your pantry because on warm days and night days, sure, you've just essentially got this big microwave of product that's overheating. So that's one tip I would definitely do if you can kind of, when you're doing out all your planning and everything like that, just take that maybe into consideration. And then another one is I love to put in shears and everything into spaces, because a lot of extensions out have the windows, you know, as Jenny's saying, you know, we love the glass now and they span almost the whole width, but you don't want something that's very, very heavy. But I also find at the same time, because we get so much rain, that the glass kind of result can get quite mucky from splash and everything. So shears are a really nice way to make a space feel very relaxed.
This is the sheer curtains or blinds.
Yeah, exactly. Just, no, just a sheer curtain, because it helps one with acoustics, because kitchens are all tiled floors and hard finishes. So helps really well with acoustics, but it also has, you know, it helps with the glare and it adds a bit of softness. And then for those colder days of the year, we have loads of rain, you're not looking at loads of glass. It's just getting filthy the whole time and calling up window cleaners, you know. So
it's the one week of the year where the triple glazed windows are a problem.
Well, windows, like, with insulation overall works both ways. It keeps the heat out and hot days as well. So it's still not a bad idea to get that installed. But yeah, blocking that much light and heat from coming in is critical.
Now, listener questions, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Do paint colours make a difference? My husband says the white walls are reflecting the sun and making it warmer.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Right. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
If you think about Greece or Spain or these beautiful hot countries, they, you know, they have a lovely bit of colour or trim around the windows usually, but they're predominantly in the white to reflect the sun. So anything black on that is going to absorb and attract all that heat for sure and lock it in.
So the white walls will keep it cooler.
Yeah, yeah, it does reflect the light and reflects the heat. Yeah.
So you're kind of the burgundy colours that are all in at the moment and those kind of plum paints.
Yeah.
You're in for a hot kitchen.
Outside. Yeah. So on your outside walls, if the sun and the light is hitting that, the dark colours absorb heat and it gets stuck in your house, gets too hot.
Listeners,
and your car.
And your car as well, of course. Yeah. Listeners looking for advice for the best fan for a child's bedroom. Kids aren't sleeping with the heat. Don't want them to be messing with the fans either. Any suggestions on where we might be able to look?
I generally like Miko as a brand. I like them for dehumidifiers. I like them for fans. You want to look for something silent, I guess, is what your kids are going to sleep well with. So I think
Miko,
that's a good
fans,
Miko,
is it?
M-E-A-C-O. They tend to work best for me. That's what I like. I don't personally have not had a good experience with the Dyson ones.
Have you not?
No,
it's interesting.
I don't
have them now, but a few of my clients have them and seem to really like them, but I can't speak now from my own experience.
It could just be me.
Listener says, I bought thermal blackout curtains last winter, but they're actually keeping the heat in. Any suggestions for the hot weather?
Is she keeping them down during the day?
I presume so.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like to think so.
Keep them down during the day and then maybe just try and do, maybe you just need to change the air in your room. So if you can open windows on two sides of the house and just get that rush of air through, or blow it out with a fan and then close it again and see if that works.
Finally, kitchen countertops that are black feel scorching hot with the sun shining. Anything I can put in it to stop?
I think really you're probably looking at a chopping board maybe for that to put on top. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to actually drain the heat. That sounds like probably an awful way to
try
describe
some
it.
Kind of mat over,
just cover the windows.
Jenny Sheehan, Jenny Butler, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.